Programming sponsored by Charity Mobile. Life is calling. Take it with you. More information at charitymobile.com.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside. The only thing that is immoral is the politicians to do nothing and continue to allow more innocent people to be so horribly victimized. This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice. This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That, of course, was from the president's primetime address. He was addressing, you know, the need for the wall, and, of course, the government shutdown as a shutdown now continues over the border wall. There's a lot of debate going on about whether or not we should have a wall along the border. And in a moment, Monsignor Charles Pope is going to be joining me. We're going to take a look at the Catholic perspective on the wall. Is there one? Is there a Catholic perspective on the wall? The Vatican has a wall around it. You know, we had the Berlin Wall that came tumbling down, right? I mean, what about walls in general? I think they're inherently neutral. That's my particular perspective, just like television is or the internet. How these things are used, who they let in and let out, whether they multiply good or evil, that's what we have to look at here. But you could join me, too. Feel free to dial in. Here's your number, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. There are some politicians who have called having a wall on our southern border immoral. Would you agree with that? You know, they call the wall moral. They haven't outlined what the moral principles are being violated, you know, by building a wall are, but, you know, they've called it immoral. So much of the national debate that's been happening is based on politics. You know, who's going to benefit the most from having a border wall constructed? Who's going to benefit the most from not having one? And leading Democrats and their apologists, of course, say, look, Republicans are trying to keep the immigrants out. It's racist. It's all because of racism. And a lot of Republicans on the other side are saying, oh, and their apologists are all saying, wait a minute. The Democrats are trying to let them in. You know why? That's going to help the Democrats get elected. They're going to elect more. You know, they're going to become their voters. So you see how politics and partisanship plays a role in this. That's not what this debate should be about. The president says it's about border security. And the church teaches clearly, hey, a nation has a sovereign right to protect its borders. And we do have channels in which, you know, somebody can legitimately apply for citizenship and come into this country. We do have 11 million plus undocumented workers in the country. What happens to them? What happens to these children who were brought over here as children and have been raised as Americans? There's a lot of issues to look at. How do we negotiate this? What the debate should focus on are the principles of why we should or should not have a border wall. And there are principles to consider when we're talking about it. And we're gonna get those principles put before you so you can better understand this issue. So when you talk about it with loved ones or you vote or you take a position on this, you'll better understand it. Monsignor Charles Pope will be joining me in a second. But first, let me just share with you, in fairness to certain Democrats, there is there's a Democrat out of Delaware, Senator Chris Coons. He was actually on Fox News Sunday, and I was surprised because, you know, majority of the Democratic voice has been pretty united. Here's what he said. You know, they asked you, do you believe that a wall protecting our borders is moral? I mean, how do you as, and I'll ask you, how do you as a Christian feel about it? Senator Coons, this is what he said about the morality of the wall on Fox News Sunday.
What I think the speaker may have been referring to is some of the immoral immigration policies of the Trump administration, forcibly separating children from parents at the border and detaining children in cage-like facilities. He should reopen the government, and we should spend several weeks negotiating over what we can all agree on.
All right. So he disagrees with Nancy Pelosi fundamentally, but look, this is a partisan issue as well. Where do you stand? And let's talk about the moral issues of this. Is there a church teaching on this? Well, I'm joined today by Monsignor Charles Pope. regular contributor here on the program over the years. It's good to have him with us. He wrote an article, and I want to get it linked up for you, too. He wrote it in the National Catholic Register. Is there a Catholic view on the border wall? And I thought, bravo, Monsignor. It's exactly what I've been talking about. So I invited him to be here today. There's a couple principles we should lay out. Then we'll take a few of your calls, so feel free to join us. Good to have you back, Monsignor. Welcome.
Yeah, good to be here. Yeah. You know, you've already pointed out, my basic bottom line is, no, there is not a Catholic position on the wall. I don't think there should be. It's a prudential judgment, and walls can be used for good or bad purposes. And you've already spelled that out pretty well. I'll just up the ante a little and say that even heaven has walls, according to the book of Revelation, and a very strict immigration policy, I might add. But but all that said, what I think, though, as Catholics, we should focus on, whether you want the wall or don't want the wall, there are principles that are spelled out for us in the Catechism about immigration and immigrants and what nations should do. And the first principle, which is most often the quoted part, yeah, is that prosperous nations are obliged, to the extent that we're able, to welcome the foreigner in search of security or livelihood. And there's a certain natural right to migrate that we should respect. Now, that's the first principle. In other words, we should, especially a prosperous nation like ours, we should be generous. And I'm personally very upbeat about our immigrants. I'm happy with almost all of them that I meet. They're good workers. They have family values. Most of them are Catholics, I might add, and I'm very happy about them. However, there is a second principle, and it's meant to balance the first a bit. And it says the political authorities, for the sake of the common good that they're responsible for, can make the right to immigrate subject to various juridical conditions and so on, reminding the immigrants of their duties toward the country of adoption and asking them to obey our good laws and to carry civic burdens, carrying those burdens. So these have to both be balanced. And I'm afraid that sometimes what I find in the immigration debate in general is that people will pick one or the other, the church is trying to do is hold them both, and in kind of a tension or a balance that where both are being balanced.
Yeah. My guest today, Monsignor Charles Pope, and you can join us too, 888-914-9149. Your article, by the way, is great. I'm gonna link over to it on Twitter and Facebook so people can read it. You make the case that good fences make good neighbors, right? We often hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you also, you highlight the fact that, hey, you know, the wall, the Berlin Wall was more like a prison for those it contained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet you take a look at other walls. There's walls around the Vatican, right? You highlight mm-hmm. the fact that in some respects there's a wall leading into heaven. I mean, they have, as you point out, very strict immigration policy, which I love. Walls are not intrinsically evil. They're not always good, as I think you highlight very, very eloquently in your piece. A nation has a sovereign right to its borders, though. The president wants to do this. There's nothing immoral about him wanting to preserve the security of the country. What about the morality of those who have a right to migrate, as the Catechism also points out, mm-hmm. who want a better way of life, who want to feed mm-hmm. their family and their children, and it could take years to get into America through the proper mm-hmm. system that we have. And how do you reconcile these different mm-hmm. issues where we as a wealthy nation, as the Catechism points out, have an obligation mm-hmm. to welcome the foreigner and to help them? Yet at the same time, you know, we just can't throw open the doors and say, hey, if you want to come in, just come on in.
Yeah, well, I think that ultimately in cases of great urgency, we're talking usually about political persecution or war, where, you know, lives are imminently endangered, that there is the capacity, a kind of a rush procedure to claim asylum. And we do have laws that speak to that. And there can be, an expedited process, or at least something that lets them be in the country in maybe a restricted area until it's all resolved. But so I think that a good moral immigration policy should have those situations where great urgency requires the process to be shortened. But there's also, I think, other opportunities where a person wants economic opportunities, and that's good, but it may take some number of years,
right,
and they should be willing to, you know, meet those kinds of. It's less urgent than, you see.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll grab a couple calls. Your chance to get in, 888-914-9149.